The other day, my son Liam asked me if we were rich, and it made me laugh. And that question got me to think if we were rich, and how, as Americans, how we compared to the rest of the world. Also, it got me to think, to look into the scriptures and to see what the scripture says about truly being rich. In this sermonette, we will look at how us as Americans have more wealth than we think, and what God considers to be true wealth, and what makes us rich in His eyes. First, we will look at how the average American measures up to the majority of the world's middle class. I found a poll done in 2018 edition of the Washington Post, where a select group of random Americans that were in the majority of the income bracket, they were asked to roughly estimate the global median individual income for the year for others around the world, meaning what they thought an average person made yearly. According to this article, Americans on the whole profoundly underestimate their wealth comparatively speaking to the rest of the world. So when asked the question, what do they think the average was for a person? The majority of people said around $20,000 a year. And just to give you some comparison, here in America, in 2020, the poverty level for a three-person household is roughly $21,000. So you guess to yourself what the yearly average income would be. The article goes on to state that the true average is only 10% of what was guessed by the people polled. The median income for an average person around the world is around $2,100 per year. Can you imagine living off of $2,000 a year? So even a person living in poverty here in America is 10 times as wealthy than most people around the world. And I understand it takes more money to live here, but I just want to show you the comparison. Also, the Americans polled ranked themselves within the 37% of the world's income. But the article went on to state that a vast majority of the U.S. residents ranked comfortably at the top percent. But should we be concerned about making a lot of money? Making money is important so we can have things and, you know, feed ourselves, give money to the church, spread the gospel. But when making money is the only reason you get out of bed, that could be a problem. Let's turn to 1 Timothy 6:17. 1 Timothy 6. Paul writes to Timothy. I'm going to be reading out of the NIV version. Paul writes, "Command those who are rich in this present world not to be arrogant, nor put their hope in wealth, which is so uncertain, but to put your hope in God, who richly provides us with everything for our enjoyment. If you trust in God, He will give you everything you need. Command them to be good and to be rich in good deeds, and to be generous and willing to share. Many people nowadays want to be rich. They want to have great wealth. They think it'll make them happy. But will it? How many celebrities or musicians over the decades have had some degree of wealth, but ultimately drank themselves to death or ended their lives in some other means? I mean, you have money, aren't you happy? Money doesn't bring happiness, brethren. It may bring a level of comfort and security into your life, and there's nothing wrong with that. I'm not saying there's nothing wrong with having money. But when having money is all you think about and care about, that's where it's an issue. Follow me to Luke 18. Dr. Luke, as Mark says. Luke 18:18. We've all heard this many times. Luke 18:18. Now a certain ruler asked him, saying, "Good teacher, what shall I do to inherit life, eternal life?" So Jesus said to him, "Why do you call me good? No one is good but one, that is God. You know the commandments. Do not commit adultery, do not murder, do not steal, do not bear false witness, nor honor your father and mother." And he tells him the commandments here because obviously he knows the commandments, so he should know the first one. Do not put anything above God. And he says, "All these things I've kept from my youth." So when Jesus heard this, he said to him, "You still lack one thing. Sell all that you have and distribute to the poor, and you will have treasure in heaven. And come follow me." But when he heard this, he became very sorrowful, for he was very rich. Jesus saw that he was sorrowful, and he said, "How hard is it for those who have riches to enter the kingdom of God? For it would be easier for a camel to pass through the eye of a needle than for the rich man to enter in the kingdom of God." I mean, you would have an easier time putting a camel through an eye of a needle than having a rich person stop worshiping money and to worship the Lord. So if having money isn't being rich in God's eyes, then what is? In Revelation, we read of the Laodicean church. This church believed that because of their wealth and fine garments, that they had it all, but they were lacking spiritually. Revelation 3:17. Revelation 3:17. "Because you say, 'I am rich, have become wealthy, and have need of nothing,' and do not know that you are wretched, miserable, poor, blind, and naked. I counsel you to buy from me, the Lord, gold refined in the fire, that you may be rich, and white garments, that you may be clothed," because they were spiritually naked, "that the shame of your nakedness may not be revealed. Anoint your eyes with the salve, that you may see." Just like in John 9:6, when Jesus put the mud salve on the blind man's eyes so he can see. They're told to anoint their eyes so they can open up their eyes to get out of being spiritually blind. People think just because you're wealthy, you got it all, and you don't need God. Money can go away in an instant. Look how many people were affected by the crash in the 1930s. People went to sleep rich, and before they knew it, they had nothing. You can't take it with you, brethren. Following God's way and being in his family in the kingdom is the only thing that will cross over from this life into the resurrection. Being like Jesus and tested in the fire to have true gold in us that comes from having the same characteristics as Jesus. I mean, that's what this life is all about. Being tested and being in the fire and build our character to be acceptable to God, to be dokimos. See, Mr. Moody, we're listening. Mark 12:41. Mark 12. Mark 12:41. Now Jesus sat opposite the treasury and saw how the rich people put money into the treasury. And many who were rich put in much. Then one poor widow came and threw in her 2 mites, which makes a quadrant. So he called his disciples to himself and said to them, "Assuredly, I say to you, this poor widow has put in more than all of those who have given to the treasury. For they put in out of their abundance, but she, out of her poverty, put in all that she had, her whole livelihood. And two mites, or two lepton, they were two small brass coins. And today they're equivalent to around $2 in our money. And that money she could use for buying some bread or something else for herself that she needed. But she chose to give it to the temple treasury. This widow gave all that she had to God. And in God's eyes, that is more valuable of a sacrifice than those rich people who gave their money. Just like this widow, we must be willing to give all we have to serve God. Because God doesn't need our money. He owns everything in the universe. He wants us to make our character grow in value and reach the level of Jesus. He is our gold standard. So are you rich? Would you give everything you had to follow the Lord? Answer should be yes, and I'm sure it is. I'm sure everyone in here and everyone listening to this has given up something to run this race, some more than others. Do you have the Holy Spirit? Do you follow the teachings of Jesus? If that's all true, then according to the scriptures, you are rich. To know what we know about God's plan for us on this earth, and to be able to be the first ones that are welcome into the family of God, is worth more than any amount of money that anyone can acquire in this life. This country has been blessed greatly by the Lord, and statistically it shows. We are living in one of the richest countries on the planet. Even though most Americans are monetarily rich, sadly, the belief, trust, and love for God in which this country and our Constitution was built on has been slowly going on a downward spiral. And it is continuing and does not seem to stop, that it's going to stop. The human conquest to acquire wealth and power has been part of our history for nearly the beginning of our existence. Humans have been waging war throughout time for either religion or power and wealth. Like Paul said in 1 Timothy, quote, "Don't put your hope in wealth that is so uncertain," end quote. Instead, put your hope and trust into the Lord and His commandments. He is the gold standard whose value is tested and true and will never fail. And He is our only way into the kingdom.